fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
Well, it doesn't seem like you go fishing all the time this time of year, but there's one of us who does go fishing a lot more.
Hey, I go fishing as much as I can.
Yeah, hey, Leaf. And it looks like you got a little, it sounds like you got a little bit of good news. I mean, we were talking about not very much river open, but it changed a little bit. There's a little more than you thought.
Yeah. I was very happy to hear, you know, when I looked at the emergency regulation changes, as we'd spoke about last week, it took till about 7 o'clock or something like that, the night before the first there, and they put out the change, and man, it was actually from Twist River up instead of, you know, closing
the
thing.
You were thinking up by my house,
yeah, way up there, and that would have been basically like bring your ice auger to the river, punch a hole through.
Yeah, it's virtually nothing, you know, it's like...
Yeah, so it was great to see that. That's, you know, it's not the whole river, or not, you know, not the whole section that people are used to. So those folks down in Carlton area, like my buddy Jesse, have to drive up to do their fishing, but, you know, they don't have to drive quite as far as Mazama or anything.
So have you been out on it then?
Oh, you know it, yeah. So I got out there the first day.
What are you finding?
You know, it was a lot of fun the first day. There was a little warmer weather. I don't know if you remember about a week ago or whatever now, a little more than a week
no,
ago.
No, I don't remember, but
yeah, I know.
It seems
you
like it's just
hard
cold
on yesterday sometimes, but as do I.
Yeah.
But no, it was warmer. It was like upper 30s or something like that and sunny.
Yeah.
And got into quite a few fish and you know, even saw a nice a trout or two and, you know, just had a great time. They were bitey. They've been a little colder lately.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's it like now that it's cold?
Yeah, it's decently cold right now. And so it's kind of usual, you know, usual conditions for this time of year, kind of 50-50. One day you'll go out, you'll get one or two or, or, you know, a few fish. And then the next day, maybe nothing.
Yeah.
And by day, I mean one... 2 hour session, 2-3 hour session is kind of how I almost always keep it at this time of the year. I'm eyeballing, you know, coming up here next week, it looks like it warms up into the lower 40s or something like that and gets kind of sunny. If that happens, I might pop in with my pontoon boat and do a short stretch, an abbreviated section, you know, definitely bring some jet boil so I can boil up some water and dump it in my boots if I need to, or, you know, make some soup midway. But, you know, it's just great to be back out on the water.
Yeah.
This time of the year, though, Rufus also is kicking back up. It's a kind of a toss-up for me what I do on my one big fishing day of the week that I have right now, the way work is set up. You know, I'm almost tempted to go over to Rufus, but I see the warm weather will kind of make me want to fish here when I can.
Yeah.
And then you can fish over there pretty much any temperature, you know.
Yeah, so that cold weather, you might travel a little bit. But
Yeah, that or Omak Lake possibly. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Got some options. Kind of waiting to see if those lakes start to freeze up. Maybe get out there with my buddy Kane, do some ice fishing.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, that's going to be happening,
that'll be
I guess.
Fun. He guides for that. I'm kind of not really doing many trips right now, or really any, just kind of hanging out and enjoying the quiet winter.
Do you think you ever might be interested in doing ice fishing? I mean, as a guide, I mean.
You know, I don't really see that happening.
Yeah, not your thing.
Not really, no. But Kane does a great job of it. You got all those little video game things, put you right on them. The warm shack, that's definitely a must. Who knows, I might be one of those grumpy old men that'll build myself an ice shanty as I get older, but, you know.
Well, if you luck out, you will be an old man. I don't know about grumpy, but...
Yeah. And if I luck out, the ice will still be freezing over nice and thick by then.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah.
I just kind of was thinking in the back of my mind.
Oh, my God.
Me and my, you know, not always glass half empty or full or whatever guy.
Yeah.
No, but it's been great. We're passing our winter doing some fishing here and looking for that other phase for those folks that don't want to go and get their toes wet, that maybe want to have that option of sitting there on the ice and keeping warm if they're smart enough and able to do that and having a good time that way also. Yeah. Easier to get the kids into. So there's definitely stuff to do if people are looking to get a line wet.
Okay.
Just kind of stay in touch. Keep listening to the report. We'll keep you advised as to what's happening. If you need any other fishing tips, just give me a call at 509-429-7298, or you can drop me a line on the old interwebs at metoutfishingadventures@gmail.com, or check out the blog and podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And, hey, happy holidays, y'all. Take care of one another. Get that fish right on.
Fish on.
Mama gonna fish. fishing, baby, going fishing too.